Hey there, everybody. This is your host, Brandy J with Real Wives Productions, a hers and his podcast. And today I have with me a very awesome guest by the name of Niece, film writer and screenwriter and producer, Niece. Niece is in the building. How you doing, Niece?
Thank you for that intro. I'm doing awesome. How are you, Brandy?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited too. So this is actually like my first real little podcast. So as a guest, because I actually had a podcast in the past.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, this is first time on the other side.
That's what's up. Okay. Okay. Well, Lise, we're so happy to have you here. And so can you tell our listeners what cool project that you're working on right now?
Okay, so right now, I just actually finished up part one of what would be maybe a larger series about communication. It's a film. Perspectives is just a film about communication. You know, a hopeless romantic is planning marriage with his girlfriend. Meanwhile, his girlfriend is contemplating breaking up. She sees him as insecure, jealous, controlling. And he sees her as a very poor communicator. So we kind of show both sides and both points of views in this part one of, you know, perspectives.
Ooh, good stuff. So yeah. What was it that made you decide to do this? Was it something that you just noticed within people's relationships or something you experienced?
Yeah, so I would say it's definitely a mix of both. Mostly, you know, people that I knew in my life, you know, I just kind of seen them going through like similar patterns. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I would love to see, you know, someone write about this or a story done on this because it's just so common and so relatable. You know what I mean? I feel like so many people go through this. So, yeah, I decided I would shed some light on it, maybe, you know, show both perspectives. Maybe it can be healing. Maybe people can learn from it.
Yeah. You're so right about that, though. So many people do go through it, and communication is like that thing, like, first of all, everybody has struggled with, and everybody thinks they're doing it right.
Say that one time. I didn't hear you.
I said that communication, you know, that's, it's that one that everybody deals with.
Yeah. For sure. And honestly, it's interesting because, like I said, if you watch the film, one of the characters, the female lead, she thinks her boyfriend is controlling and insecure. So it really also kind of taps into, you know, where is that line of communication and control? Where is that line of respect or control? You know what I mean? So we touch on all of that, you know, all of that, you know, so you really get to see, you know, all the different potential sides.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you had a viewing or anything, like a showing?
Yeah, so actually my showing is like, I kind of did it reverse. Like I really do things, you know, different. But I actually ended up putting it out. So right now you can stream it on YouTube because we're going to get it on Tubi and stuff later this year. But I just know people were waiting, so we put it on YouTube. It can be watched right now, Perspectives Part 1. If you search it in YouTube, it should pop up. And then actually later this year, I believe in November, we're going to do an actual showing. So I just did things in reverse just to get it to the people faster.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though, too. And hey, yeah. Who says you got to stick by like a, you know?
Yeah.
You can do it however you want to do it, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think people still are going to show up, you know, and I even have plans to add, you know, footage, you know, to, you know, an extended version that I'll, you know, showcase. So I have, you know, different plans for that.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Well, definitely for the listeners, again, could you tell this for so they can hear, can you say the name again and where they could stream it at so they can check it out?
Okay, so it's called Perspectives. If you search Perspectives Part 1 in the search bar on youtube.com, you know, it should pop right up. It's going to be by Channel Apex Pictures. So if you see that, you know that it's the part one to this.
Okay, okay. You heard that, listeners? Ooh, so right after you hear this episode, you can head right on over there.
Yeah, right after this episode, go watch it. You know, it don't take too long. It's like 11 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, you will be engaged. It's entertaining. It's not, you know, even though it's like, could be educational, I don't think it's, you know, when you watch it, it's more entertaining. Like, it's a scripted drama. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go let's tell my partner and be like, let's
go check that out. Right? Go learn something.
Okay. Lisa, would you say this is a movie or like, you know, this is a, okay, I'm going to call it a movie. Yeah. Movie that that either girlfriends can go see or like or the couple can go see or some fellas can go see. Would you say like, you know, it's or look at together, you know, like, would you say that?
100%. Like, I think this is an awesome date night film, to be honest. Awesome. You know, like, if, or, you know, first date, like, if you're trying to get to know someone, good film to watch and have a conversation after to see, like, how compatible you guys are. And it's also really good for girls' night in, you know, see how your friends compare to your opinion. Guys' night in, too, because believe it or not, men are really liking this film. You know, men are liking this film too. So I think, you know, it can be for all those situations.
Okay, that's cool. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. So what would you say? Okay, so I know I told you briefly that one of my partners in the my production and I, we had a Hers and His podcast, and it's so funny. And I never really told anybody why we, you know, we didn't do it as much. But we, you know, it makes sense. Sometimes men and women just can't find that connect, right? Yeah. And so look, maybe we can communicate better, you know? Right? Because we, I guess one of us, we get a little bit more passionate than the other. And then I didn't like arguing with my friend. So we were just like, you know, we'll just chill. Yeah. And we'll find another way to, you know, to work it out and do this. So I found that interesting, but I still wanted his perspective and all that stuff. And so I told him about you and what I was doing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring some of those questions I asked you, some of those ones you answered, and see like from what you know, from which your movie and then the stuff you've been, dealing with and, you know, see how that will come across. And one of the questions were, one of the things that we were talking about was, you know, ever since the, you know, the Roe versus Wade thing, you know, mm-hmm. that happened, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had questions for some people because I was hearing that men were just shooting to the doctor to get snipped, right? Because they found that wasn't working. And so I wanted to know, you know, what was their thought process? I wasn't accusing anybody. I'm like thinking like, well, are some of you guys doing this? Cause you're like, oh my goodness. And they can't get that done or some, you know? And so I just kind of opened that up and they were very responsive to it. And some of them answered that they did it before their wives, like for the relationship, because they wanted, the wife was okay with it. There was another way for them to, they didn't want to have children or whatever the case was, right? And so I noticed that a lot of people would think one way, but if you open the door to let people answer it, you find out that it wasn't as bad as you thought it was, because a lot of men are not willing to, you know, have that, you know, done down there, right?
Yeah, a lot of men, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say about like that? Obviously, that's like a big communication thing too, right? But what would you think before you even ask that question from your perspective that a man would, how they would answer that, how they would deal with that?
Okay. Are you asking me like how I would, like, do I think men should take that initiative?
Yeah. Also, that too. Like, do you think that's a form of birth control? Actually, it was the actual question. Is that like a good form of birth control? And then do men have that option? Like, before you would even ask them, would that be something, you know, you think would be offensive? Like, what's your whole perspective on that? But yeah, it's kind of like, is that another option too for birth control?
Okay. Yeah, so I believe like it's definitely an option too. But like you said, it's a communication thing. It's really up to the couple, you know, to talk about it and come to that. I just know that, you know, a lot of men are fearful, but I think that some men are, you know, open to it. And, you know, if they are, then I think, you know, it's definitely another option, you know, to prevent unwanted pregnancies. You know, no one wants that. Yeah.
Totally. Would you think that, say, if you were presented with that and you had to ask maybe your guy or it was some of your girlfriends and they didn't even ask them yet, they hadn't talked about it, would you assume from past experience that they would be uncomfortable with it before you think they'd be comfortable with it?
Yeah, you know, I probably would be a little bit, I mean, honestly, it depends. Like, it depends on the person, because I feel like you know your partner. And so, like, in certain cases, like, maybe you might be apprehensive to ask them to do that. But then in other situations, you're like, well, he's pretty open-minded. He's a free spirit. You know, I shouldn't have an issue asking. You know what I mean? So it really just, I think, it really depends on who your partner is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or who that guy is.
Kind of like knowing them, right?
Yeah.
Before you even get to that. So that also would explain too as the importance in dating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, these are things you should talk about. Like, would you snip it? Like, you know, that should be one of the it's one of the early questions.
Like, right. It's gonna be like a list, you know, because some people don't even know this. Like, and then you get those shy people and be like, I can't ask that.
Yeah.
Go on the date. My partner, he said, when we first started doing this show, he said that there's no questions you should not ask. He said, and if the lady gets up, that means she shouldn't have been there anyway. If she asked, by ask her a question that makes her uncomfortable, he said he's going to ask the most wildest question, because that's how he know, you know, how to, you know, to X the list off. And he said, you should ask any and all questions. And I kind of agree, because I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know he likes to wear women's underwear if I don't ask him?
That's true too. That's true.
Are there questions that are off the table, you think?
Say what?
Is there questions that are off the table when you go on a date or even the first date, do you think?
I mean, I definitely, like when you just said that, at first I was thinking like, no, you shouldn't ask, you know, crazy obscene things. But, you know, if that's who you are and that's your personality, maybe you should. But I do feel like I've heard so many stories of women like complaining about men on first dates saying some crazy offensive things. And they're like, why would he even say that? Why would he ask that? Like, what kind of guy is this? But it just means that it, you know, that wasn't someone she's compatible with too. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is, you know, crazy to you, but, you know, maybe to someone else, you know, they're laughing along with him. You know what I mean? So I guess to a certain degree, you know, you should just be your authentic self, but also understand that, you know, as long as you're comfortable with people like being like, what the hell is going on? You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not on you.
I guess it's like all about delivery, kind of give the person a warning, like, look, I'm going to be asking you these questions, right?
But yes. Yeah. If you could communicate, like, and tell them and like warn them, give a disclaimer, and then like ease into it and phrase it in the most gentle way, then I think that can make a difference too.
Yeah.
Don't just be rude, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah.
Right. Like, do you take it off on the first, like, some crazy, because men know what a woman, like, you know what I mean? It's usually gonna surround around like sexual stuff. Like, and you can still ask those things, and it's all about the delivery, like in a certain way. But if you're just out there like on some disrespectful stuff, then it's kind of
Exactly. And that's what was the first thought that came to my mind. Like, the guys that are super disrespectful and they don't care how they're coming off. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that definitely is going to scare a lot of women away. You know,
yeah, I mean? Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh, man, I had this one. Okay. And it just slipped my mind. It was a really good one. It was actually two, to be honest with you. Okay. So one of them was surfaced around the whole dating, what you do and you don't bring up, that may just Does this ever happen to you? You have a really good something in your mind. You're like, oh, I got to bring this up. And then when it's time,
it's so I probably started talking and dang, you just forgot.
I felt like it was a good one too. I'm like, darn it.
No, it's gonna come back. It did.
Okay. It's surrounding around what you do and you don't bring up on a first date. And you notice the one that a lot of people forget is the one when he forgot to, when the guy forgot to tell a woman he got like six kids and six different baby mamas. And you're
like, yeah, that's a big one.
You're like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to me, but I've seen it.
Yes, I've heard like perspectives on both ends. Like, you know, someone saying, you know, I don't feel that that information is necessary on the first date. Some people saying it is. Like, it's people are really seem to be torn on that. You know what I mean? I would like to know, though, you know, personally. And I would also think that you should ask, you know, if, you know, you should ask someone if they have kids, too. You know, don't just assume this person is single, you know, like. I think it's on both parties to make sure, you know, that information is received early on. You know what I mean?
See, Nisa, there's got to be a list. You know what I'm saying? There's a list. There's a list for the questionnaire, the questioning. You know what I mean? Because, okay. So in your film, if you have, because I don't want to expose too much, we want people to go over there and be surprised.
Yeah.
But if you haven't covered this part right here, this would be good for some more because people need lists because this is just cool. People like they'll just they won't even think about it. And it's okay too, because some people don't know what they feel like. I am proper. I shouldn't be asking these kind of things. And it's like, look, I like this title here, dating with intent, dating with intentions. Like, what are your intentions? Now your intention is just to sit here and have fun, because some people use dating for certain reasons, like just to do it, they just got out of a relationship or marriage, just get back in there. They're not looking for anything serious, or it's like some kind of tool they're using.
Yeah.
And then I think for the most people, they're trying to date. And that's why I like that saying, dating with intentions. Like, are you dating so you can find you that one, or so you can, you know, like, you know, find that one? Then
that.
These are the questions or the things. And so you got to, if you want to be, that's what you're looking for, then certain questions like the whole child thing, because then sometimes later a person find out that somebody they're with don't really want kids, and I'm like, how did you get this far? You didn't know.
They didn't want kids. And right, like kind of what you were saying earlier, like, are they being timid or shy to ask certain things? Because, you know, some people might say, okay, it might be too early to even talk about kids. I don't want them to, you know, or marriage. I don't want to scare them away thinking I'm thinking too far in the future. But, I mean, you kind of sort of need to ask, you know, because you just don't want that. You don't want to be deep in and,
exactly,
you know, be on the different page. And honestly, with what you just said, like, you know, having a list and how I should incorporate that into my film, you know what, we might have to do that in part two, you know, so we might have to do that. So right here, you know, on this podcast, we are, you know what I'm saying, getting these ideas for part two. So yeah, no, definitely. We can definitely
make that. Yeah, because we want to start doing it better, right? Like dating better, communicate, you know, because that communication, all that falls in place for like even dating too. And nobody ever really talks about it. Because like, yeah, when you get to the second date, right, they're like, okay, that means something about each other you like. So that means it's progressing. So therefore, you don't want to start liking. That means you like them a little bit more. And they say you don't want to scare them away. Sorry, you're going to have to scare them. You're going to have to take that risk of scaring one away, because that's not, it's not a bad thing. It's saying like, okay, this wasn't going to work out.
Exactly. I think that's exactly how I've always approached it. I want you to know, you know, a lot about me. I want you to know, you know, things that you didn't even think you needed to know, because I just want to see how people react, you know. But I think, you know, it gets deeper too, because then you can get into concepts like oversharing. And me personally, I don't really be knowing the line. You know what I'm saying? Because like when I'm talking to someone and I start feeling comfortable, I do want to tell you, oh, you know, this happened to me, da da da. But some people say it's oversharing. But I honestly, that's something I want to, at some point, you know, dig into deeper too. Because like you said, like if I'm oversharing and you don't like it, like, could that just mean you're not the one for me? You know what I mean? Or why should I have to hold back certain details about myself? You know what I mean? Like, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. You just had me thinking because, you know, it is something where you get comfortable and you start talking. And I'm also thinking, too, while you're talking about it, people say oversharing, but then it's like at the same time, somewhere down the road, you're gonna be like, "Why didn't you tell me that?" And be like, "Well, I tried. I was talking about it one day, and you didn't seem too comfortable with it." Yeah, exactly. I told you I worked at the strip club, but you didn't want to look at me.
Nah, we need to know about that. Now my ears perk up about that, but you know. No, because it's just so funny because like my friend told me that her therapist said, you know, the reason why she's struggling dating is because she overshares, you know, and that really made me think like, dang, you know, so she's supposed to really just tell them, you know, potential, you know, suitor certain things, you know, like, and I don't know, sometimes it can be, it feels deceitful sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Did she give an example? Because when you say you see some of this like in little shows or something when somebody, there's an actual friend, they say they overshare, their therapist tells them they overshare, and you in your head you get a visual of somebody with a tissue and just, you know, they're just saying the craziest things, you know what I mean? You're just looking at them like, whoa.
Yeah. You
know? Or that girl that's telling the guy too much about her relationship, and when I come across, they just cheat on me, and blah 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 blah. You're just like, whoa. So I don't. I guess maybe I don't know. That's a tricky one, oversharing.
there's levels to it. I think it's levels to oversharing because it could be as simple as just sharing a detail that, you know, may not make you look in the best light, but also it's not that big of a detail. It's just a small detail that you just wanted to disclose real quick.
Yeah.
You never asked, you know, so like, is that something that you should have told them or could you have kept that? You know what I mean? So it's just levels, you know.
Or are you telling too much of your sexual past? You know what I mean? Maybe like those certain things, like at once, you like, you done got through number 10, you like, and we did. So I can understand the word overshare, but then it all comes down to that person and what they're, you know? So,
yes, exactly. I agree. Don't sit up there on your first date telling them all about how your ex hurt you and talk for the whole hour about your ex, your favorite color and all of that. You know what I mean?
That's me crying and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say like, okay, if you haven't yet, so with your film, is there laughter? So would you say there's different emotions in it, or does it cater? Is it more serious? Can you find the comedic, the comedy in it?
Yeah.
Or tears.
Yeah. So wow, that's a really, really awesome question. So like, you know, I am the type of person, like honestly, I'm a goofball, you know what I mean? But I did write a serious film. This is, you know, about a serious subject. However, you know, there is laughter, there is some funny moments, you know, in this film. That may make you chuckle. So it's definitely, you're going to feel the range of emotions when watching this film. I want to kind of like, I could even say like my male lead, he's not your typical, he's just not the typical character you see in a lot of Black films because he has a lot of textures too. You know what I'm saying? He's not just a hood tough dude. He shows emotions like vulnerability. He shows happiness, sadness, anger, you know what I'm saying? So even within his character is a range, but the film itself too is also an interesting range of emotion. You know, we break it up. It's not all serious.
Well, I'm totally excited to check it out. I would love also, like, if you wouldn't mind, after I check it out, because I wanted to wait. Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know it was out, you know, yeah. But I knew that I did a little reading into what you did. I told my partner, so I was wondering if I watch it and I get them to watch it and a few other people to watch it and then come back. You can come back on and we can discuss people thought, you know, get some responses.
I would love that. I would love that. You know, that's the exact intent. You know, I want it to be a conversation and I want to hear people's sides. That's that would be awesome.
Because that's how we know how it's affecting people, you know, because people, like you said, it brings up questions and then turn into panels where men and women are actually get them talking, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. If it was a panel, wow, that would be deep.
Yeah.
Let's do that, man. If you like it and it resonates, I would love to come back on and talk further about it.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's more than me. We got the real Wise. You know, all of us have a podcast. We have Poppy J. We have Wise. Mm-hmm. Wise is married. Poppy isn't. Poppy's the one that, you know, I tried to do this show with. But that's my buddy. That's one of my best friends. You know, and just we realized that we didn't mesh in some areas.
Yeah. And that's so good that you guys are able to be honest about that.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to argue with you. He's like, I don't like arguing with you either. I was like, oh, that's really nice that you don't. I'm happy you don't.
Because in some cases, like, that's like what some podcasts is like stand on, like the arguments. But deep down, I think they do hate each other. So it works. But if you love
too, right? I'm like, yo, like, they're just going at it.
You love your coworker. That's not fun. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I can't, like, if that was like the theme of the show or something, like, I can't get with it because I'm like, I'm here about to cry. So I'm like,
y'all get that deep, huh? Like, tears.
No, like, just sensitive, you know, like, some, like for me, like, some people it can work out. Like you said, there's some where that's like the gist of it, like, they just go back and forth. So I think it all depends on who it is, what the intentions are. And then, like, I just don't think that's my thing. Like, to argue with somebody.
What I love is a show or a podcast with two hosts that can, like, disagree, but then in the end, like, they never get disrespectful. They can kind of just agree to say, hey, we see it differently. You know what I mean? And it just gets resolved. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I like. Not the huge yelling and, you know, at each other.
Right. And those are the ones that I usually see. And that's the ones I'll be like, oh my God, can you be quiet? Can you let them talk?
Yeah, I'll be getting triggered. I'll be like, what's going on? This is too much. Like,
Yeah, this is where it all starts, right? Like, communicating better and both people, I always call my big word, accountability, right?
Yes.
So most definitely, but I'm so excited. I'm so happy that you came on. We got this worked out.
This is awesome. Yeah. Me too.
I saw your post. I was like, oh yeah, totally.
No, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you because, you know, some people, they're just like, hey, you know, if it's not going to benefit me, you know. But I think you never know what could benefit you. You should always, you know, take the guess, you know, just see what's going on, see what's up. And I think that everybody can help everyone if we just work together. You know what I mean? So.
Yep, and you never know until you do. You find out if it doesn't, it doesn't, but you will never know unless you go ahead and, you know, it's about connecting, communication, like you said. See, communicating.
Man, that communication is so deep because it expands so broad to so many aspects.
I'm going to definitely love it. And if you could let them know any of your social media, where they can find the film again, and just be introduced kind of in a way.
For sure. So yeah. So if you want to follow me directly, you can go to Instagram and search Niece Anderson _. That's NIECEANDERSON_ on Instagram, and you can get the Perspectives Film Instagram at Perspectives Film_, and on Facebook it's The Perspectives Film. If you search that on Facebook search bar, you know, it should pop up. And, you know, it's a great way to, even after you see the film, stay updated about part two. And
yay. And I'll make sure I put all this in the notes.
Yeah. But I'm so excited to talk to your viewers, and I really hope that you guys check it out. You know, please, you know, like, share, leave a comment, let me know what you think, because, you know, I really value it, and it really helps us, you know, for the next mm-hmm. part. Everything you share will be implemented, you know, in the next part two.
That's what's up. And, you know, we do a lot of other things. We have a radio show, have a blog, and newsletters. So definitely will. Okay. I've been starting to take all the shows and make sure that we put them into the newsletters and the blogs, and just, you know. So we're here to support. Our biggest thing is to support. We love to support.
I love that. We need more platforms like this.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah, anything you need, I got you. I can send you the actual link if you want to post it, you know, on something where people can click it.
Yes, whatever please. You need, I got you. that's actually cool, because then I could put it into the newsletter, onto the website, and put you up, and then say, click here, and it'll take you to the film. That's awesome, actually.
That would be way more direct, for sure. Yeah. I got it.
Yay, I'm so excited. Yay! Everybody, thank you for tuning in. This was a blessing. This is our girl niece, and with her amazing film perspectives. And if you want to, any words you want to say before closing on out, niece, you can go ahead and do that. Or if not, we can just let them go ahead and get on over there and check out this film.
Okay. So my last final word is, hey, you know, guys, I did have, you know, a time where I was doing some coaching, personal coaching, and communication was a message that I was trying to push. And this film finally gives me the opportunity to really get that message out and help people communicate better. And hey, man, I just want you to, you know, heal, you know, see another side, and yeah, be entertained. So that's why I got it for you.
Thank you so much, guys. And this is the lovely niece Sanderson, and this is her awesome film perspective that you got a chance to check out and hear about right here with the real wise of hers and his, your host Brandy J. And until next time, everybody, peace. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Hers and His with the great guest of mine, Anderson. And go check out Perspectives Part 1 on YouTube. Thank you, and have a great day.